Well, it was all a long time ago, or so it seems. 2005. That's the year my wife left me. No, I don't mean she went to heaven or hell. She just packed up my daughter, upped and left me. Back then in 2005. She went to the UK and moved in with some young hotshot. A toy boy. A toy boy, that's what they called him. She took a shine to him. She shined him all right and wiped my eye while she was doing it. What a state of affairs. A young lad, 25 years her junior, and up she left. Moved camp, gone with the wind. It's happened to many a good man. I am not the first. It wasn't easy for me, you know. I didn't know how to cook an egg then. Oh, how I longed to see my lovely 12-year-old daughter. The wife took most of the furniture with her too, and my lovely marble mantel clock that my late mother bought us as a wedding present. All gone. There I was, a 54-year-old, in our small but comfortable home just south of the small village Rush, County Dublin. Jesus, Mary and Joseph, I must have been the talk of the village. Talk, that's what could ruin good company. It's not needed, you know, talk. You talk about this and talk about that, and where does it get you in the end? It's all talk. People have too much to say at times. Keep saying nothing. The less said, the better. So what happened? Well, we started talking again. That's what happened. The ex-wife and I. At first, a lot of names were used by both of us to describe the other. None, as far as I was concerned, were bad enough. But be that as it may, enough said. It was a lovely spring in 2010 when she made contact with me. She was coming back the following weekend with my daughter and would call in and say hello. Just like that. I agreed to her visit. After all, it was still half her house by law. The toy boy had plenty of money and she didn't take the roof from over my head. After getting the news of her intending visit, I decided to go to Ryan's pub for a few pints. I was used to being alone and kept myself to myself. The lads never spoke about the toy boy. Well, not in front of me. Man, it was old news now. Old news indeed. I strolled out, closing the garden gate, and looked back at the house, and pleased that spring was giving me new daffodils and tulips across the garden. The house looked well, and I was proud that I'd kept it in such good condition. I wondered to myself, what age is my daughter now? 17. Yes, that's it, 17. What an age. My ex, her toy boy, what age is he? What age is my wife? What does she look like now? Does she want to come back? Or has the toy boy got a toy girl? Ah, stop talking to yourself, I thought. And I smiled as I pushed in the door of Ryan's bar. The bar, mind you, that was the place to drink. A great pint and not a woman in sight. No, don't get me wrong. I love a good woman. I love women. I love women to love me. But there are times when men need to be with men. Having a quiet, peaceful pint is one of those times. Ah, it's a good life all the same. It was good. Till I got a clear view of what lay in front of me. Paddy Ruddy with his wife, Agnes. Why, oh why, I wondered. It didn't take long for the two of them to stir the dirt.
Hey, I heard the Queen's cousin, your ex, is coming back for a visit. Is she looking for the keys of the gaff from you? Said Agnes.
She got the gang to sing out the Eurovision song. Please come back to stay, come back to stay, stay in my arms forevermore.
Have you won the lotto? And has her toy boy given her the boot?
What a cruel, a wicked, foul creature, this excuse for a human being, I thought. I was doing fine till all this became public knowledge. God damn my ex.
God damn her to the pits of hell. Why doesn't she leave me alone? I was doing fine. Early enough retirement, a bit of trout fishing. Alone, yes, but happy. You can be happy alone, you know. I was happy. Too much talk again. Time to leave and put down the glass. I will go home, light the stove and listen to the radio. It won't be long till morning. Morning? It won't be long at all. The few days went fast and my mind was full of pleasant thoughts. Maybe the ex wants to come back for good, give things another try. Sure, why not? Would it be all that bad? Sure, maybe we could sell out and move to Galway. I like Galway. The sun sets on the sea over there. Yes, Galway would be nice if that's what she wants. So I will spruce myself up and get ready for the Queen of Sheba. Ah, life is good, I thought. Sure, these things are sent to try us. Forgive and forget. Good job I bought that new suit for the Quinn wedding last year. They all said I looked like a lawyer in that three-piece suit. Smart, very smart. And with the shirt and tie, you'd mistake me for the man from Uncle the old Spy TV series. I got dressed early that morning at about 7 a.m. The year 2010, May the 1st. When I was small, the Christmas trees were tall. I remember that day so well. Thank God it was sunny. Lovely, bright blue sky. Listening to the news on the radio, my God, even the bad news sounded good. It won't be long now till they're here, I thought. And my mind filled up. You know, she was a great wife. She was a tidy person. Oh, house proud, very house proud. I bet she loved my tulips and daffodils all dancing around in the front garden. I take good care of all my flower beds. The flowers are like children to me. My children. What a lovely place to live. Life has been good to me, I thought. I will miss this place if she wants to move, but whatever she wants. She's the boss, as they say. The missus is the boss. Ah, she wears the trousers, that's for sure. Her indoors, the old hen. Ah, it'll be good to have her back. Good to have her back. Good to have the both of them back. Say nothing about the past. Don't mention the toy boy. Done is done. Move on. Next chapter, please. We have our lives ahead of us. We all make mistakes. We all go off the rails from time to time. Show me the man or woman that does not make mistakes and I will show you a human being that hasn't lived. Now, this is when my life begins. Live in the now. Those were the thoughts jumping around in my lonely, uneasy mind in May 2010. The hours passed. I didn't eat all day. She will be here any moment, I thought, as I checked out that smart gentleman in the mirror. A bit of style and class going on there. When you got it, flaunt it. Dapper. All too soon, the afternoon was passing, and the evening light flickering its way in. What's keeping her, I thought. I hope she's okay. Maybe she's not used to driving the narrow roads around here. She said she was going to call into her cousins to collect something. Should I ring them? Should I? I must stop talking to myself. Too many years alone. Then, the doorbell rang. My fingers fumbled to insert the double lock key. Standing like statues, my wife and daughter. My daughter is now a tall young lady with long dark hair. My wife, her blue eyes still twinkled inside the pale skin, with her soft hair now more stylish than I remembered. I didn't know which one to hug first, my darling daughter or my dear estranged wife. It was all too long a time for us being apart. But it was now all water under the bridge. Welcome home, I whispered into her ear as I hugged her closer to my chest. This was the moment I'd longed for. My life at last was complete. Suddenly, her hand was on my chest, shoving me backwards as she pushed me aside. You stink of some cheap aftershave, she said. Then they both sat down and scanned the room with rapid eye movement. My God, you have the front garden like a plastic pound shop. It's disgraceful. How can any human being live in a mess like this? My lucky day I got sense and got away from this. Got out while I was young enough, she added. My daughter nodded in agreement. My heart sunk. She said she had to go up into the attic to collect a Moses basket, a baby buggy, a cot, and a talking doll belonging to my daughter. To this end, she had borrowed a ladder and a torch from her cousin. It only took about a minute till she had all the items out of the attic where she'd placed them several years before. Both my ex and my daughter dragged them downstairs to the hall, raising a ton of dust from a very dusty stairs. Offering my help and trying to change the mood, I was quickly told, "Go back into the room with all your squalor." My heart was broken. The pain unbearable. What a fool I must have looked to her. A 60-something-year-old fella with a bit of splash on and all togged out and nowhere to go. I went inside the living room and waited for all the banging and clanking to stop. I don't think I am a softie, but a few tears sneaked out and silently, without effort, respectfully, slowly moved down my cheek and into the corner of my now trembling lips. I looked in the mirror and watched this unusual spectacle. It was then I tasted my own tears. I'd not done that since I was a child. They were salty. I'd forgotten that. What a stupid, silly, old bloody fool you've been, I thought. I heard the steel ladder being folded up and I dried away the tears, then opened the living room door, asking them politely, were they all finished and done? Yes, she's not taking her talking doll with her, said my ex. Why? I asked, trying to keep the conversation alive. I needed to hear a few kind words. Well, for one thing, one of her eyes fell out. She still talks, though, with the cassette inside her, but she doesn't like the look of it anymore. It's not as she remembers it. Just dump it, she said. We're off now. Bye. Much later the next day, I lifted the toy doll up to throw into the rubbish. And I must have hit the play button, and the doll spoke. Hello. How are you? I kept the doll. And for the last 4 years, I tell her how I am. I tell her every day when she asks. It's nice of her to ask. It's nice to have pleasant company. It's nice to be nice. Cup of tea?
That was The Talking Doll by Daniel Hughes, read by Patrick Dawson, a shortlisted story from the 2014 RTE Radio Francis McManus Short Story Competition. That story concludes the series of this year's 25 shortlisted stories. You'll find the shortlist and further information about the competition on the programme website, rte.ie/radio1/Francis McManus Short Story. The series producer of the Francis McManus Short Story Competition is Cliona Ní Anlún.